Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Dunn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Winfield moves to second. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Winfield moves to third. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jaha strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Puckett moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield strikes out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a line drive towards the mound. Wegman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munoz moves to third. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Mears reaches second base with a double. Munoz scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hamilton scores. Seitzer scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-4, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Vaughn scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nilsson moves to third. Two outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dunn moves to third. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Orozco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack pinch hits for Alex Cole. Mike Fetters now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nilsson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fetters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing center field. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive towards first. Dunn catches it and steps on first to double up Seitzer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Laos moves to third. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Munoz strikes out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laos scores. Dunn moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Brewers. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Chip Hale now playing second base. Chuck Knobloch now playing shortstop. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Mack reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. Jeff Bronchi now pitching. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Winfield strikes out. There goes Puckett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.